This podcast contains explicit content. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Creepy Cannabis Podcast, where we chat all things creepy, cannabis, true crime, paranormal, and weird. I'm Madeline.
And I'm Rachel. And I'm extremely tired because I had no other way around it to have this IKEA setup for our podcast.
It's amazing.
I made Sean drive to two IKEAs during COVID. And go in and stand in multiple customer service lines to get these navy blue ones that I wanted because I'm certain.
They were sold out at the first one.
Oh, they were like, go fuck yourself.
Oh.
And then we went to the IKEA second does. One and it said that they had two, but it didn't show up in the, like, what bin they were in. So I had to go to like four different people finally for them to be like, because they're not out. They're like in storage and they had to go. Them
great
because I'm trying really hard to convince Maddie that we should be on YouTube because people love the YouTube, they love it, and we're not that old, we should be with the times.
I just always like to look like a bum.
I haven't wore a bra in like 4 days, so, and Gravity won this fight eons ago. So that's it. That's the whole story. Mm-hmm. I'm exhausted because I made Sean help me put together three of them today. I gave up on the fourth one and was like, no, we're just going to have to move on from here.
That makes sense.
But at least I didn't have to work today.
I did.
Your work was hellish.
Boy, did I have to work.
You didn't just have to work. You had to work.
Work. When everyone calls out, work.
Yes. It's the... With great privilege comes great responsibility. Whatever Peter Parker
hashtag
bullshit.
Management COVID problems.
Hashtag vet med problems for me.
I mean,
it's correct. It's the vet med for me. That's all. That's all, folks.
Well, the strain today, as I cough. Not COVID.
Hashtag not COVID.
Hashtag not COVID. It's called garlic cookies. I think I mentioned this before.
Yeah, you did.
Because it was like testing at 36%, which is high. And it's a heavily indica dominant strain, so it's like 90-10 indica sativa. Made with ChemDog and Girl Scout cookies, which are both really pretty famous strains. And it's infamous for its heavy flavor and hard-hitting effects. This bud is a favorite of indica users around the world.
Does it actually taste like garlic at all, or just like
strong? It smells like garlic. Do you remember? My grinder's in the other room, but it smells like very earthy and...
It smells peppery.
Yeah,
like
so...
Like a little spicy.
And it has a flavor that... It's kind of reminiscent of garlic with a light cookie diesel effect. So it's just very like, like very earthy. You can like, it's kind of like sour diesel, that diesel-y taste. Not like car diesel, but.
I surely hope not. After dog shit, I don't think, or whatever, poochie love, I don't think I could handle fucking diesel fuel. You spoke before.
Okay.
This
So, I'm just going to edit this part. You'll feel a cerebral lift in a few minutes after your first toke fills your lungs, and you will get a sense of euphoria that will give you a mild case of the munchies. Well, that's great. I already ate half a pizza already.
I had a whole pizza, so.
Soon after, a warming body high will wash over you, leaving you slightly sedated and sleepy. Perfect. Just what I need. With these effects, it's a super high, so it says 30 to 32% average. I'm pretty sure this one was testing at 36. And it's said to be perfect for chronic pain, appetite loss, nausea, depression, and chronic stress. And it is very fluffy, like oblong, yellowy green popcorn shaped nugs with amber crystal trichomes. And trichomes are like little hairs. The little hairs are like.
Oh, so she's a hairy girl.
Yeah.
I see.
She's thick. But it's nice. Tastes good.
It smells nice. It smells, like I said, it smells like spicy a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just a little. Not bad, but it doesn't smell like that typical, like,
it's earthy
weed smell.
Yeah. It's very interesting when you smell it, the flower. So.
That's all she wrote?
That's all she wrote on that one. Today, we're going to be talking about something called the Bennington Triangle.
I've never heard of this. I'm pretty excited.
So, of course, most people have heard about the Bermuda Triangle, which is where a myriad of ships and aircraft have vanished into thin air alongside their occupants. So people and ships and aircraft just disappearing all the time. So, and there's always tons of different explanations, like aliens, science, you know, whatever. But,
yeah, like magnetic.
Yeah, but apparently there are other mysterious triangles that exist.
I definitely thought when you told me you just didn't know what the Bermuda Triangle was, and I was like, that's not what it's called. And then I was wrong, because there's many.
And then, apparently there's multiple triangles. This is one of them. Each rife with unexplained disappearances and supposed paranormal activity. One such triangle can be found in an area of southwestern Vermont.
Oh, Vermont. That's interesting.
I said England when I was telling you earlier, and I was wrong.
Oh, I'm going to be honest. I already forgot, so problem solved.
I thought you were like, wow, you told me something else.
Mm-mm, no, I was like, oh, bitch doesn't know what the Bermuda Triangle is, and then really I'm just a dum-dum. That's really hitting you in the feels.
I had to blow it out before I started laughing, or I would choke to death. Okay. So the Bennington Triangle is a phrase coined to denote an area of southwestern Vermont, within which a number of people went missing from 1945 to 1950. So it was further popularized in two books, including one called Shadow Child, which never heard of it, but I'm sure it's great.
I've heard that name, but had no idea, like, what it was in reference to. I just thought it was some, like, romance drama.
It's got, apparently, several devoted chapters to the discussion of these disappearances and various items of folklore surrounding the area. And apparently, so according to the author, the area shares characteristics with the Bridgewater Triangle in neighboring Massachusetts. So I truly had no idea there were this many triangles.
I feel like I've also heard the name Bridgewater Triangle, but, like, again, in no way, shape, or form did I know, like, what I was hearing.
I've never heard of it.
I didn't know, like, I just assumed they were all, like, over water in the ocean.
Yeah, you would think.
I'm very confused that it's just, like,
mysterious disappearance
hovering over Vermont.
So, precisely what area is encompassed in this hypothetical triangle is not clear, but it is purportedly centered on Glastonbury Mountain and would include some or most of the area of the towns immediately surrounding it, so Bennington, Woodford, Shaftesbury. Shaftesbury and Somerset, Vermont. Glastonbury and its neighboring township Somerset were both once moderately thriving logging and industrial towns, but began declining towards the late 19th century and are now essentially ghost towns, unincorporated by an act of the state legislature. I don't know. What does that mean? Unincorporated?
Maybe like they just, like, the town, like, wrote them off. Like, you don't live there. You don't pay taxes. Like, I'm just assuming.
I guess it's a ghost town, I guess.
There's a place like that in Pennsylvania, which is what Silent Hill was based on. And it's, like, not inhabitable.
Mm-hmm.
So
they just pretend it doesn't exist.
Yeah. That's my guess. I don't know.
As I was reading it, it just made me confused, so I stopped.
That is how I also avoid any conflict of knowledge that I don't have.
I don't like it. I'm done.
Just move on.
So Native Americans consider Glastonbury Mountain cursed and used it strictly for burying their dead.
Oh. Like, is this like a proper mountain? Like, they hiked up this mountain to bury their dead?
Well, it's Vermont, so I'm assuming it's a proper mountain.
But, like, not like a grassy knoll. Like,
no, like a mount.
A snow-capped, rock-laden mountain.
Let's
investigate. I want to know about this. I want to see a picture for reference.
Okay. Glastonbury Mountain. Images. Yeah. I mean, it's like a mountain.
It's a mountain, well, but it's definitely, like, foresty.
Yeah.
Like, it probably does get to a snow-capped portion, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I just was like, is it something you could hike up? Like,
they gotta walk upwards.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
okay.
And locals believe that Native Americans regarded the mountain as cursed, avoided it, and told tales of hairy wild men and other strange beasts in the woods.
I'm not gonna take the bait on that.
They believed the land to be cursed because all four winds met in that spot.
Because they're probably onto some scientific shit and we just keep ignoring.
I'm sorry, but if I am being blown from wind in all directions, I'm getting the fuck out of there.
Not good for my hair.
It's like a wind tunnel.
Just whipping around in there and like, you know what? This is probably not good news.
It sounds fucking terrible. And there's also mention that in Native American folklore, that there is an enchanted stone which is said to swallow anything that steps on it.
How is that fucking enchanted? It's haunted. Cursed, even. It's
cursed.
Yeah. Enchanted sounds lovely. This bitch will swallow you. Like, you'll be swallowed. It's probably quicksand. It's probably like a stone and surrounded by quicksand. Whoop. You're just sucked in.
Into the stone. Forever.
Good day.
Over the years, there have been 30 to 40 unexplained disappearances on this mountain. It is known for certain that at least 5 people from this area went missing, some of them on the mountain itself, between 1945 and 1950. This includes 74-year-old Middle Rivers, 68-year-old James Tedford, 8-year-old Paul Jepson, 18-year-old Paula Weldon, and 53-year-old Frida Langer.
It's a lot of older... That's not old. A lot of older people.
It's a pretty wide range. 8, 18, 50, 68, 74.
Yeah. I also think it's weird that this all happened in a 5-year span.
Yeah, and only one of the remains were found. Frida.
Will you get into it later, like, what had... Like, is there any information about, like, her remains and... Okay.
Stories of strange happenings that have been told about around Glastonbury and the surrounding area... prior to the disappearances in 1940, of these, the best known is that of Paula Jean Weldon. But between 1950 and 1945 and 1950, 5 people disappeared in the Bennington area. The first occurred on November 12, 1945, when 74-year-old Middle Rivers disappeared while out hunting. She was guiding a group of 4 hunters up the mountains. On the way back, she got ahead of the group and was never seen again.
So they killed her.
An extensive search was conducted, but the only evidence discovered was a single rifle cartridge that was found in a stream.
I'm just letting you know, those guys did some shenanigans and, like, shit went south and then they hid her body or whatever. Because I also feel like...
She just walked ahead of the group and disappeared? Who the fuck took her?
I'll have to ask my... my husband's stepdad, because he's an avid hunter and he leads hunting groups, but I feel like I swear I hear him say, like, he brings up the rear, like, because you're keeping an eye on the people you're taking out. Like, I don't think you would go ahead of them.
Like, run? What? Like, how fast was she moving?
Yeah, that she just, like...
She was 74!
Also, what the fuck is this old bitch doing leading a hunting troop?
Retire!
Yeah. Well,
she probably wanted to say, stay young.
I'm talking, like, myself, who wants to eat a pizza and die at the ripe age of 32. Okay. So there were some sus things that happened. Like,
Apparently, first of all, I was saying middle, and it's midi.
I definitely was like, Middle River.
What a weird name, right?
Well, that's like Middle River. There's like a neighborhood kind of near here, and it's called Middle River. And I was like,
okay, it's Middy, and apparently it's a gentleman.
Okay, so none of that was correct. Got it.
Everything else is correct, just not the gender.
Well, okay.
Or name.
So that makes more sense, because I was like, what was this precious grandmother? Look, ladies, you can do whatever you want. You can lead whatever hunting group you want. But, like, this was a different time, and I feel like...
It changes the story.
Yeah.
It changes the story.
Because I definitely, like, thought these guys, like, assaulted her and, like, wanted to cover it up. And now I'm just like, oh, no. Like, Middy just definitely got eaten by a bear and drug away, and they were like, yeah, fuck it.
So the speculation was that he had leaned over and the cartridge had just dropped out of his pocket into the river. The disappearance occurred on the Long Trail Road area and Vermont Route 9. Rivers was an experienced hunter and fisherman and was very familiar with the area. So there's really no reason that he would get lost.
Yeah, like he's definitely not lost.
No.
And there's like no blood or anything. Nope, like
just one cartridge.
No evidence that like a bear got him. Okay.
Just gone. Just apparently he walked ahead of the group and disappeared.
How'd they get back down? Unclear.
So, then Paula Jean Weldon, 18, disappeared about a year later on December 1st, 1946. She was a sophomore at Bennington College. She had set out for a hike on the Long Trail. Many saw her go, including Ernest Whitman, a Bennington Banner employee who had given her directions. She was alleged to have been seen on the trail itself by an elderly couple who were about 100 yards away, as if they knew how many yards away they were.
People say that all the time, and I'm like...
I am about 100 yards away.
We were just watching a movie the other day, and they were like, I'm at the southeast corner. And I'm like, are you left or right? Where the fuck are you? Give me a visual. Are you near a Taco Bell or a McDonald's? Fuck.
That's what I need.
Yes. Okay, so 100 yards that they deduced.
Right. Behind her. According to them, she turned a corner in the trail, and when they reached the same corner, she had disappeared from sight. An extensive search was conducted when she didn't return to the college campus, which included posting a $5,000 reward to help the FBI search for her. However, no evidence of her was ever found. Unconfirmed rumors speculated that she'd moved to Canada with a boyfriend, or that she became a recluse living in the mountains.
I don't know why everybody's always like, you know what, we can't solve this one. You just decided to move away. Whatever, that's for another day.
It's easier that way.
Yeah. Save face. She definitely just up and ran away. Like, if you're running away with your boyfriend, you're fucking not going to do it in the middle of a hike. I'm going to be like, bitch, pick me up on the corner. At the supermarket or whatever.
Right?
Okay.
I don't know. So apparently people are just, like, walking ahead of people and disappearing into midair.
They're all being on abducted this trail. By a serial killer.
Or it's fucking ghosts.
Probably. Maybe this bitch that lived in my house.
Or
maybe
an alternate universe. What if you, like, accidentally walk into a parallel universe? And
like on that
there?
Show Castle Rock on Hulu? That's literally what it's about. They hear this sound in the woods, this, like, high-pitched whistle that only certain people can hear. And you can literally just, you walk in the woods and you walk through and then you come out in the same woods, but you're in, like, an alternate universe. It's, like, the most depressing show you'll ever watch in your life.
I mean, I watched the whole show. Why do I not remember this at all?
That's literally the premise of the entire show. Did you watch the first season?
Yeah.
Because the whole reason that the place that he's in is so miserable and everybody is so miserable is because he's not supposed to be there. And until he can go back to his reality, they'll keep being miserable. But instead of letting him go back to his reality, the guy who's been helping him the whole time just decides to, like, keep him there and torture him and lock him up in a dungeon. Mm. Spoiler alert, but honestly, don't waste your fucking time. I don't know how it ever got renewed for a season two. Mm. It was a waste of literal man hours. Okay, I feel very passionate about this.
I mean, yeah.
But yeah, I feel like that probably exists too.
So James Tedford, a veteran, was the third person to disappear. He went missing also on December 1st,
1949. So that same day or like a different year?
1949.
Okay.
Different year. 3 years after Paula Weldon had disappeared. He was a resident of the Bennington Soldiers' Home, and he'd been in St. Albans visiting relatives and was returning home to the local bus when he vanished. According to witnesses, He got on the bus and was still on the bus at the last stop before arriving in Bennington. Somewhere between the last stop and Bennington, he disappeared on a moving bus.
So he wasn't even in the woods. He just...
on a moving bus.
And what did the bus driver have anything to say?
His belongings were still in the luggage rack, and an open bus timetable was on his vacant seat. That's it. That's the only information.
So the bus driver didn't pay attention, and he literally disappeared.
Yeah. Apparently.
That's more terrifying than the other two, because, like, how do you not have...
He was seen at a stop, and then didn't get off the bus.
But, like, as a bus driver, like, if you're going back to your port or whatever, I feel like you would be like, okay, I know I have this guy. I know I haven't dropped him off anywhere yet. Let me turn around and look for him.
That's nuts.
I have questions.
So the fourth person to vanish was 8-year-old Paul Jepson.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's how you say it, but... on October 12th, 1950, he had accompanied his mother in a truck. She left her son unattended while she fed some pigs on the side of the road.
I'm sorry. Okay. Okay, proceed.
She was gone for about an hour.
So she fed her son to those pigs, is what you're telling me.
She may or may not have fed her son to those pigs.
Who the fuck?
It's unclear.
It's like, hold on. What are you feeding them for an hour?
I don't know.
Your son.
His mother was gone for an hour. She returned, and her son was nowhere in sight. Search parties were formed to look for the child. Nothing was ever found. Apparently, he was wearing a bright red jacket that should have made him more visible. And bloodhounds tracked the boy to a local highway, which, according to local legend, is where Paula Weldon disappeared.
Hmm. Or this unattended minor was nabbed by some pervert off the highway, but it's fine.
Or his mom killed him with
and
pigs.
Fed him to the pigs. But then why would his smell be on the highway?
I don't know what she did after she fed him to those pigs.
You're right. She could have taken his little jacket out there.
Yeah.
That's just so bizarre. Like, as a... I don't have kids, but, like, my sister-in-law has three kids, and she wouldn't take her eyes off of them for 5 minutes, let alone an hour in the middle of nowhere, let alone to... what are you feeding pigs for an hour? Do you just have pig food in your car? Like, were you just like, you know what? Like, I got all these fucking Cheerios in here. I'm going to feed the pigs. It's just so weird. That's, like, not even a credible story.
I don't know.
But okay, it was a different time. I must not understand.
And, like, he was wearing a bright red jacket, supposedly. But also, why are you leaving your car unattended with your kid in it for an hour?
Yeah, like, look, I, like I said, I don't have kids. Like, I'm not out here doling out parent awards, but...
I mean...
It's like the whole thing is so weird. Like, what is so interesting? I love animals. I think piglets are super cute. I still wouldn't stare at one for an hour.
With my child in a clearly unlocked vehicle.
But also, like, take your kid with you. Like, what is going on?
He wants to see the pigs.
Yeah, like, what's going on that he can't come, like, whatever. Okay, so she's a murderer, I've decided.
Yeah, probably.
She probably sold him.
Probably. The fifth and last disappearance occurred 16 days after the boy had vanished, Paul. On October 28th, 1950, Frida Langer, 53, and her cousin, Herbert Elsner, left their family campsite near the Somerset Reservoir to go on a hike. Yet again. Seems like no one should be hiking around this place.
For fucking sure. And let me guess, she walked ahead.
No. During the hike, she slipped and fell into the stream. She told Elsner if he would wait, she would go back to the campsite, change clothes, and then she'd catch back up with him. Well, apparently she did not ever return, so... he went back to the campsite, like, where this bitch at?
Yeah, as you and would.
Discovered that she never returned to the campsite. Nobody'd seen her. Nobody saw her walking around. No one saw her at the campsite.
And then over the next 2 weeks, 5 searches were conducted involving aircraft, helicopters, and like 300 searchers, not separate searches, searchers, which is a lot. That's a lot of people.
Is she the one that they did find her body?
Yeah, no trace of her was found during the search. On May 12th, 1951, so October 28th, 1950, she went missing. May 12th, 1951, her body was found near the reservoir in an area that had been extensively searched 7 months previously.
Someone dumped her.
Yeah. No cause of death could be determined because of the condition of her remains.
Great.
She was the last person to disappear and the only one whose body was found. No direct connections have ever been technically identified between these cases other than general geographic area and, like, time period.
It's like crimes of opportunity.
But, like, what the fuck happened to everyone else?
And, like, if it was a murderer, why would they only, like, return her body? Like, if you've been so careful with everyone else's.
I don't know.
Maybe, like, she was a fluke, and maybe she really was attacked by an animal or something, and... Oh, no, because, like, her body ended up back there.
Mm-mm. They searched the reservoir.
How weird.
7 months, that's a long time.
Yeah.
To keep a body and then dump it?
Yeah, but it sounds like it was really decomposed or, like, severely, like, sketch when they found it, so... Clearly, whoever had her wasn't, like, preserving it in any way.
I don't know. It's weird.
It's super weird.
So, most reports on the subject view the circumstances to be very mysterious. As her body turned up in some tall grasses in an area that had been searched extensively by a number of times in the 7 months between her disappearance and the discovery of the corpse in that area. It had been searched many times, making it unlikely that the search teams had missed her in the first place.
Right.
Like, definitely not. And there were several strange circumstances surrounding these disappearances. These are just a few examples of people who have gone missing in the area. Apparently it's up to 60, but I didn't find details on all that.
Yeah, probably well, maybe, legends. Like, if people aren't, like... I don't know. I just find it super gross and super weird. But I also, what makes me think it is like a serial killer is the fact that everything happened in October, November, or December. So clearly there was like a preferential time. And I don't know how it works. Like,
but there's like no other connections.
I wonder like when hunting season is too. Like, I wonder if these happened on off season. Like, or towards the end of the season when whoever this was like was pretty certain they wouldn't be like run into or interrupted, or I don't know, because maybe there's different hunting seasons depending on what you're hunting. No, because I feel like winter is hunting season, because actually now that I think about it, Sean's stepdad, he goes to like Montana in the winter.
Yeah, people hunt in the winter.
I don't know, but you know what I mean though, like the fact that they're all at the
well,
same
well the one lady was leading a hunting trip.
Well, it could have been the end of the season.
Gosh,
I know, I was just trying to think. Look, I'm trying to think it through. Like,
well, because of the wide ranges of ages and gender with these missing people, it's thought that a serial killer is actually unlikely because there's truly no connection other than location.
But there can be non-preferential offenders.
And that combined with any a lack of any evidence to offer support, obviously, has led many to speculate for possible paranormal causes, including abduction by UFO, cross-dimensional wormholes, as I said, or attack by the Bennington monster.
Oh, okay.
Whatever the fook that is.
Or it could be where some people legitimately disappeared and then that mom was like, I want to off this kid, and no better place to do it than this place where I can say he disappeared. I still think she killed him. That's super sketch to me. I am upset about the bus situation.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how that happens.
I just can't, like, everything else, it's like, okay, like, literally anything could have happened. You could have been abducted by a person. You could have been eaten by a damn bear and they swallowed you whole.
That makes me sick. Ugh.
Like,
how did he just disappear?
I just don't understand how the bus driver doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, that's where I'm at. I'm like, excuse. Do your job, sir. Okay, proceed. I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm actually pretty much done. It was a short one.
Look, they don't all need to be long, okay?
They say the trails stop partially up the mountain. They don't go all the way to the top, suggesting that no one ever wants to go up there. And apparently when you walk into the woodlands of the mountain, you don't hear anything living. It's as though even the animals don't dare to venture there.
Now I want to go.
Ugh.
Let's go.
I don't want to.
Let's go hiking up there.
Cross-dimensional wormholes.
Let's just hold hands the whole way. So if something happens. But, like, you're breaking the rules. Like, when she fell in a ditch, like, first of all, I'm a puss. I'm not like, let me just walk through the woods back to the campsite by myself and I'll meet you back here. I'm like,
she fell in the river.
You're coming with me.
Yeah, she fell in the river and got wet.
Yeah, like, no. You're coming along. Like,
oh, I'm just going to head back and I'll meet you here. He would be walking forward. Was he just going to stand in one place waiting for you?
Apparently.
That's shocking.
Alleged.
That's weird. Why would you do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
But if he kept walking, she would never catch up to him.
Yeah. So she was like, stand here in this one spot. Which is just as creepy. Like,
ew, can you imagine walking on the trail and just seeing a guy standing there?
Ew, so weird. I don't know, because I don't hike, because yeah. I don't work out, and I definitely would never hike by myself. Like, I just wouldn't. You shouldn't do that anyway, because if there's, like, a mountain lion or, like, you fall down, like, you should be able to send for help.
I'm pretty sure Ted Bundy used to kidnap victims, hiking victims.
Probably. Like, I always see people in Criminal Minds getting kidnapped while they're running. I'm like, I'm good.
No thanks.
Ain't
not
happening
me.
To moi.
Not me.
Not moi.
I barely like going out in public as is.
Much less to work out.
Much less putting myself in a situation where I don't have my car to get away quickly.
Also, like, people are always wearing headphones, like, out in public. I don't do that. I want to be able to hear you approaching me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened to me that I grew up such a paranoid person, because I was like this as a child. Like, I would not go anywhere without telling my mom where I was going. I would leave a party, and I would call my mom and say, okay, I'm leaving this person's house, and now I'm going to another person's house.
Wow.
Like, if ever. Because even as a kid, as a preteen and a teenager, I was like, if I die tonight, you're going to know where I went missing from. Like, that's what's up.
I didn't do that. They probably would have never found me.
You also don't lock your bedroom door at night, which I still can't get past.
Yeah, I need to do that.
Yeah, like, already.
Especially
night.
Since you don't. God.
Yeah, so, like you said, me. Somebody's going to jiggle my handle and be like, nah, I can't get in there. I just want a few seconds of time where someone's trying to jiggle the handle that I have time to, like, arm and prepare to defend myself.
I don't have any weaponry.
Oh, I'm just going to scream so loud that they drop dead out of shock. Just kidding.
Arlo's
in
there, so he's kind of scary.
He'll express his anal glands on them because he'll get so scared and then they'll really be upset.
They would really regret their decision that
Wolfgang
day.
Used to sleep outside of the bedroom door. He wouldn't come in the bedroom. He would lay in the hallway right in front of the bedroom door. That's how he bit Jake's ex-girlfriend.
Really?
He was supposed to let her in one morning and he wouldn't wake up and she knew where the spare key was.
Ooh.
And it was like 5:30 in the morning. And Wolfgang, he was a German Shepherd. He used to have this very specific bark he would do if someone was actually there versus his, like, I hear the wind bark.
Right.
And Sean and I are asleep, and I was like, babe, like, he's making, like, the bark. Like, something's up. And Sean came out of the room, and Layla was on top of the radiator in the hallway, like, not making a sound, and he was biting her. And I guess she was so afraid of him, like, she couldn't call for help or scream. It's not funny, except for that, what the fuck are you doing in my house without my permission at 5:30 in the morning?
Like, why are you walking in my home?
But he, like, and he didn't, like, he punctured her a little bit and, like, bruised her leg. But, like, he bit her multiple times, and she was just, like, crying silently on top of the radiator.
Oh, my God.
And Sean was like, what the fuck are you doing here? Like, in his underwear. It was so weird.
Oh my God, that is such a bizarre experience.
My whole life, like, this podcast should just literally be my life experiences.
That's funny.
It's getting me a... It's not the Rona. Why are you looking at me? You've been puffing smoke in my face for an hour.
Okay.
You should have seen the dirty-ass, untrusting look she just gave me. After the day you had, no thank you, ma'am.
True. True.
Well... I don't know what I'm going to do next week. I keep flopping back and forth because I've been watching some documentaries,
mm-hmm.
and now I'm feeling, like, a little bit unsure. I have, like, a personal story that's very scary that I really want to tell. Mm-hmm. So I want to try to find a crime that kind of goes with it, mm-hmm. I think, to tie in together. Specifically surrounding, like, very sketchy dates and finding yourself, like, I'm going to say, like, not only women, because I think anybody can be vulnerable in this situation, but, like, especially mm-hmm. if you're, like, I was a teenager at the time. So, like, a young, vulnerable person.
I saw this thing on TikTok last night, and it was, like, me realizing in my late 20s that I haven't been catcalled since I was 18.
Yeah.
But from, like, 13 to 18? Incessant.
Oh,
literally incessant. Literally, men would honk their horns. They would pull over and ask me if I wanted a ride. I'd be standing at the bus stop. Need a ride? No, I don't want to fucking die today, sir.
Thank
Please
you.
Please move it along.
I remember, actually, I had a friend in high school, and I was walking out of the mall, and this guy was like, hey, you, come here. And she was like, and she had never, like, been a confrontational person, and she was like, hey, you. You think you're going to get anybody being like, hey, you, come here? She don't want to come here. She's like, we're going.
We're leaving.
On multiple occasions, me and my best friend growing up had to pretend to be lesbians together.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were certain.
Oh, yes.
Like, a guy wouldn't stop hitting on us. And we'd be like, no, we're, like, into girls. And then they'd be like, can I watch? Like, the fuck? On more than one occasion, mm-hmm. I got followed on my way home from school by, like, a car full of what was probably just, like, teen guys. Mm-hmm. But, like, all the time. Mm-hmm. And then the moment, like, my old ass, like, was out of school, they were like,
guess I don't need to honk at your ass no more.
No.
Okay.
No. I have not been hit. I got hit on one time at a bachelorette party, and I'm pretty sure he was so drunk he would have hit on a fucking mannequin. So.
I don't know. It's just fucking disturbing.
I know. Well, that was... I'm going to be scratching my head for a while about the bus, but it's fine. I don't like unsolved things, guys. I don't like them.
Well, I just want to know where people disappeared to.
I just, like, do you think God is ready for when I get to heaven and I just, like, bust out my fucking scroll of questions?
I mean, have you seen that guy on TikTok where he, like, keeps sneaking into heaven and he's, like, asking God questions and the angel's like, I don't know how he keeps getting in.
Oh, yeah. It's that guy Caleb
or
whatever.
They're like, he's not dead? And then he just disappears.
Caleb. Caleb, he's so funny. It's like,
they're like, I don't know what he's getting in.
Yes, I feel like I'm literally gonna walk into heaven and he's gonna be like, do you want to see your family? And I'm gonna be like, what the fuck happened to that old guy on the bus though, real quick?
Where did he go?
Where are the aliens?
What wormhole?
What do they look like?
Yeah.
Okay,
we just need to know.
All right, well, I promise this time I'll research my topic soon so we're not filming the day of release.
It's fine.
And we'll see how it goes.
Yes. Thanks for listening.
Bye.